Well, I think if anybody can, Mike Ashley probably can. He's a very strong-willed entrepreneur who has got considerable interest in the department store industry. He already owned a percentage of House of Fraser and, of course, Debenhams as well. So his vision is to do what hasn't been done so far, which is to reinvest in these stores and bring them back up to the kind of customer experience people want. They have arguably been left behind. They've struggled financially for quite a number of years. And of course, that's a bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy when you haven't got the money to invest in bringing your in-store experience and indeed digital experience up to standard, because House of Fraser have been struggling. You simply get left behind by the competition. Debenhams and John Lewis have invested quite heavily in making their online and offline experience much more in line with what the modern consumer wants. So I think that what he needs to do is to obviously work to bring that up to standard and bring them back to where they were, say, 20 years ago. The other thing he said is he wants to turn them into the Harrods of the high street. And what I interpret from that is he wants to bring a little bit more of a destination to those stores, to bring some retail theatre into play. If you imagine Harrods, people actually go to the toy department to actually experience the product. They go to the food hall to sort of get a sensory overload. And in so doing, they buy the product because they've had an enjoyable time. And I believe that the way forward for retail is to innovate and stand out from the crowd. And it appears that he has the same vision for House of Fraser. So it sounds quite positive.
But he is somebody who... So that will require a lot of investment, particularly in staff. Yes. And when you look at some of the other brands that Mike Ashley is behind, that is not always what he is famous for.
Well, that's the point of branding, is that if you take a brand and you make a customer proposition, you then have to back that up. He is well resourced financially. If he is promising a great customer experience, he will understand that in order to deliver on that brand proposition, it needs a very different model than the sort of pile them high, sell them cheap model that you might get in a Sports Direct. He won't be appealing to the same audience, but he will be very good at appealing to an audience who will become very brand loyal if he gets this right.